بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اور پھر جو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has given us another opportunity to get closer to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has woken us up today in the morning. Allah has given us another life. And this is a great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only time we will realize this opportunity is when we die or when we go into our graves. That is the time we will realize what is the value of every second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity, it's an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an opportunity to try and mend ourselves and to make tawbah, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever mistakes we have made, we try and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, now we make intention that we will take hold of this opportunity inshallah. And we will make the best use of this opportunity. And we will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us again. That another day, a new day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us life again after death, ba'da ma amatana, after death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life again. So now that Allah ta'ala has given us another opportunity, so we need to take hold of this opportunity, and we need to make sure that there is no minutes, there is no seconds that are going by in ghaflet and without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because after we die, then we will realize the value of every second. We will realize the value of taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name one time also. So Allah ta'ala give me and you tawfiq inshallah, that we try and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That our iman, we have to build this iman to such a level that in everything we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In everything we see the qudrat of Allah, we see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidden hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else controlling anything without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Allah ta'ala's command is there. That is why a man can drive, a man can do what he is doing. This is from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a man, he thinks that he is controlling everything. Man thinks that I am in charge, I have control over everything. But just think about it, that our bodies are dead. Without the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our bodies are dead. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh and the soul of the body is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our eyes need the commandment of Allah ta'ala to see. Our ears need the commandment of Allah ta'ala to hear. Our minds need the commandment of Allah ta'ala to think. And like that, the ruh of this whole world is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything needs the commandment of Allah ta'ala. There is nothing that can happen without the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. That there is no leaf that falls from the tree except with the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except that leaf is falling with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is being sustained. وَكَأَيِّم مِّن دَابَّ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا. How many of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are who do not carry their rizq with them. They do not store their rizq. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly feeds them. لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. Look at Allah Ta'ala's magnificence. Look at Allah Ta'ala's power. That bird comes out from its nest in the morning. It never go to any school. It never go to any college. It doesn't go to any job. It doesn't go to work for somebody. Allah feeds it directly. It comes out in the morning. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it comes out with an empty stomach. And when it comes back with a full stomach. If you bring tawakkul, if you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how you ought to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you bring the consciousness of Allah ta'ala in your life, if you have this yaqeen, this conviction upon Allah, that Allah is Razzaq, Allah is the one that provides. Nobody else can provide without the help of Allah. It is not my customers. It is not my shop. It is not my money. Nothing of this world can provide for me. Allah Ta'ala gives without measure to whoever He wants, however He wants. In any way that Allah Ta'ala wants to give, Allah Ta'ala will give. Our yaqeen is that I have to work so that I can get money. And I need to get money so that I can get things. And I need to get things so I can fulfill my needs. Allah Ta'ala can fulfill our needs without the things of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us the things of this world without money. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us money without working also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need the system of this world to provide for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for many, many of His creation against the system of this world. So we need to bring tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to bring our reliance upon Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is doing everything. Allah is completely in control over everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah. There's nothing that is out of the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This da'wat has to be given every day, 25 times a day, and even more. We have to carry on speaking about Allah. Why? Because our eyes are giving us da'wah to ghayrullah. Our ears are giving us da'wah to ghayrullah. Our thought is giving us da'wah to ghayrullah. Everything around us is giving us da'wah to ghayrullah. Person wakes up in the morning, he goes to his shop. There he's talking about ghayrullah. He's making effort with money. He's making effort with dunya. And dunya is telling him that I am doing. The shop is telling him that I am doing. Without me, how are you going to get your rizq? Without money, how are you going to live? Everything is telling us that I am doing. And Allah is saying, I am doing. La ilaha illallah. That nothing else is doing without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this test of insan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on insan from the beginning of time. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, those people that brought yaqeen upon the ghaybi nizam of Allah, they were successful. Allah says at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The first prerequisite is iman bil ghayb. True iman, complete conviction upon Allah. That conviction upon the things of this world has to come out. How much of conviction we have? If I got this much of money, then I am successful. Then I don't have to worry. Person says, no, you know, I have to work myself to such an extent that now I must have some income that I don't have to worry about anything. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need the things of this world to provide for us. We have to have no worry about anything of this world. Allah says that I have taken upon myself the responsibility of providing for you. So why are you worried about your sustenance? Allah has taken responsibility. So we have to bring yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to bring conviction upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one that is doing everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling everything. everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to continuously give ourselves this da'wat, continuously speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that this comes into our heart. And this will not come into our heart just like that. We have to give da'wat and we have to give qurbani. There's to be a sacrifice behind this da'wat. And the more the sacrifice and the more the da'wat is given, the more it has an effect. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave sacrifice, and with that sacrifice he spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one word changed the lives of people. It changed the hearts of people in the short space of time of 23 years. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such an effort through the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the jamaat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum were made. And those people that were downtrodden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them such such hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them such yaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such noor in their hearts that they were the ambassadors of deen. They were the flag bearers of Islam, that wherever they went, they changed the environment around them. In any part of the world that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum went, whichever one of them went, that my Sahaba are like guiding stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you'll be rightly guided. But there was an effort behind it. There was a sacrifice behind it. There was a cry behind it. And the sacrifice was, it was a never-ending sacrifice. There was no time limit to that sacrifice. We find that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the battle of Badr, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was victory for them. They were happy that now the small group of Sahaba, Allah Ta'ala sent the Malaika down to help them, and they were victorious against the enemy. But look at the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes back home, and he is welcomed with the news of the janaza of his daughter. So Sahaba are rejoicing, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going back home. That one sacrifice is not yet finished, and the next sacrifice is waiting. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the boycott of Abu Talib, of the valley of Abu Talib, 3 years boycott, starvation, famine, hunger, and read Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just after that, his two main supporters, they are taken away from him. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decides, now let me go to Taif, that maybe Allah Ta'ala will open the way there. So after sacrifice, there's supposed to be ease. And there in Taif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making more sacrifice. We know the incident of Taif, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pelted. So this was all given for deen. This was all to show this ummah that you are upon the nahj, and you are upon the way of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That sacrifice has to be given. Then deen will spread. Then iman will come into our hearts first. Then iman will come into the hearts of people. But sacrifice has to be given. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrifices so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to console Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we also have to come onto this, that we have to give qurbani. We have to give sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala's deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us, that we say something. Sometimes we talk and we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, Allah ta'ala is the provider. But remember, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do you think that you will say that Allah ta'ala is doing? Do you think that you will give da'wat? Do you think that you will say that I am a Muslim and Allah will not test you? Allah will definitely test us. Allah will put us in the situation. For that situation, for us to pass the test, for us to pass the test with flying colors, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, pass the test. Inna hadha lahu al bala'ul mubin. Test upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Yet he passed those tests with flying colors. Why? Because the heart was made. The mold of the heart was made. That yaqeen came into that heart. Now that yaqeen has to come into our heart. We have to continuously give da'wat. Continuously tell ourselves that Allah is doing. Put it into our heart. Continuously give da'wat. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that you tell the heart 1,000 times that Allah is doing, the heart will still say maybe. Maybe you are saying right. So we have to continuously give da'wat. We have to continuously speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that is controlling everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change a person's heart also. The more a person sacrifices, the more a person gives da'wat, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me and all of us the tawfiq that we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our day-to-day life, that when we are going to that shop, then we are negating that shop also. When we are receiving that money, we are negating that money also that you can't do. You're taking that medication. We have to use the asbab that Allah Ta'ala has given us, but we have to negate it. That effect of that asbab, that effect of those of the things of this world mustn't come into our heart. That this heart is like a ship. The ship has to sail on the water, but the water can't enter the ship. Because when the water enters the ship, then the ship will sink. Like that, our heart is the place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we talk about Allah ta'ala again and again, give sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that yaqeen has to first come into our heart. And then when this yaqeen comes into our heart, and then when we go to the people and talk to them about Allah, talk to them about the greatness of Allah, talk to them about Jannat and Jahannam, then it will have an effect on the people's hearts. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we give sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. For us to get hidayat, for us to be the successful people, we have to establish salah. What salah? Real salah. Salah with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every posture, there must be the zikr of Allah ta'ala in every posture. Every posture we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are reading Surah Fatiha. The Surah Fatiha is supposed to be enlightening our iman, supposed to be jolting us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the Rabb of this world. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praises is not for me, praises is not for anybody else, praise is not for anything of this world, praise is only for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man the aqal and the intellect to do whatever he is doing. Whatever is worthy of being praised, this is not worthy of being praised because of itself, but it is worthy of being praised because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala, directly or indirectly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inspired, and Allah ta'ala has created, and Allah ta'ala has made that thing worthy of being praised. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most relenting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. We have to remind ourselves. Shaitan always puts despondency in our hearts. So when we are reading that Surah Fatiha in every rakat, Allah is giving us hope. Allah is telling us that I am Rahman. I am Rahim. Turn back to me. Maliki Yawmiddin. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of the day of Qiyamah, is the judge of the day of Qiyamah. Nobody else has any say on the day of Qiyamah. Who Allah Ta'ala wants to give honor on that day, Allah will give honor. The people of this world can say whatever they want. Tu'izzu man tasha wa tudhillu man tasha. Allah say, I will give honor to whoever I want to give honor to. On that day, the people of honor will be disgraced. The people of honor in this world will be disgraced. And the people of real honor will be given honor on that day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Maliki Yawmiddin. So in every posture of our salah, we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making ruku, I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm making sajda, I'm remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them go hand in hand. That when the iman is correct, when the iman upon ghaib is correct, when this iman upon the hidden system of Allah is correct, when the iman upon Allah's zat is correct, when we know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we know the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we know the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the person, he knows the authority of the officials, he knows the authority of the government, then how he shakes, how he, what goes through his mind when that situation is in front of him. Like that, we have to know the authority of Allah. That when we are standing in front of Allah, who am I standing in front of? That this will help us establish the salah. This will help us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman is correct, the salah is correct. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And to fulfill the rights of everybody, to engender generosity, that whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, we spend of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That first we have to learn the rights of everybody. What is the rights of our neighbors? What is the rights of our own parents? Today we forgot the rights of our parents. We forgot the rights of people. Leave alone going over and above board. The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they fulfilled the rights of everybody, and they went over, and they done more than what was due to other people. They done more than that. They gave more than what was due to people. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum were in need, but they also still gave in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn the rights of people first. The rights of our own family members. Today we forgot sila rahmi. We forgot how to join family ties. We don't know what is the virtue of joining family ties. Allah subhanahu wa give me and all of us the tawfiq that we join family ties. That never mind that person is doing something wrong to me. That I will still go out of my way and join that family ties. And that neighbor is giving me taklif. I must try and make that sacrifice and not give him taklif back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We learn the rights of each other. We learn the rights of our parents. What's the rights of our parents? What's the rights of our neighbors? This is part of ikramul muslimin. That we should try and create such an environment around us that people look at us and they say that this person here, he left a legacy behind. After he dies, he left a legacy behind, that he was selfless, he was not selfish. Today we are living in a world where we all become selfish. We only think about ourselves, that my rights, I am right. Why he never made salam to me? No, I have to try and be selfless, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we all become selfless and we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. That whatever it is, if Allah becomes happy, then I am successful. But if Allah Ta'ala is angry with me and the whole world is happy with me, then I am unsuccessful. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَا أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Then these people are the people, those who bring true iman upon Allah, and those who establish salah, that is, they establish deen, establishing salah, that the person, man aqamaha faqad aqama deen, the person who establishes salah, he has established deen. This is an indication that we should try and establish deen in a different way, in our different communities. We should try and establish deen. In our communities, we should try and make an effort. That is why our elders are telling us, behind the five amal is the hidayat of mankind. That this five amal is to help us establish deen in our communities. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. To establish deen. When we establish deen in our communities, then we will be أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then we will be successful. So Allah give us the tawfiq, the 2.5 hours every day. We try and give it. There's a sacrifice, the very big sacrifice. To go out in the path of Allah is a sacrifice, is also a great sacrifice. But to give sacrifice on a daily basis is a very, very great sacrifice, is a very big sacrifice. Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. And we should try and give our intentions also, inshallah, to go out in the path of Allah. A person goes out in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets the nur of Allah ta'ala in his heart. And then when he comes back home, then he is doing the effort, and he is sowing the seeds with fertilizer. Otherwise, he is just doing the effort, and he is trying to do something, but without any guidance. So Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, that we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us give our intentions, inshallah. Everybody is ready, inshallah, to give our time, inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah, to give 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Already, inshallah.